Good morning. Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come today, thank you for another day that you've given to us that we could be gathered here together. Thank you for a nice warm building that we can be inside. Pray that you would just be with us. Lord, lead, guide, and direct our time here. Pray that you could speak through me in whatever you would have me to share. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about holding grudges and letting go of our past life and sin. So often, not only us Christians, but a lot of people today hold on to past sin or grudges in our life, and we let them haunt us and define us, who we are today, and our relationship with God. But if we look in Isaiah chapter 43, God calls us to let go of the past. Chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, it says, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God says that even though our past may seem impossible at times, being forgiving others or whether it be sins, he'll make a way out of it even when it seems impossible. I found it interesting. I looked it up just a little bit, and it says holding grudges is can bring physical difficulties, and it's been proven that it can increase the risk of heart issues, anxiety, and migraines. So not only does it hinder our spiritual life, it can also hinder our physical as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto the word of reconciliation. Now then are we ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, and we pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteousness of God in him." When we come to God, he forgives our past, present, and future, and he doesn't hold anything against us that we've done in the past. And who are we to think that we are better than God, that we can hold others accountable for what they did years ago to us? It's pretty striking when you think about it. What God has in store in our future isn't in the past. And while we can learn from our mistakes and what we've done, they aren't to define us and affect our future. I found it interesting in Micah 7, Micah 7, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Therefore I will look unto God, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God, I will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." I was listening to a sermon last week, and the speaker brought out in this verse, so often when we will put a period in our life when God puts a comma. If we see in verse 8, partway through, it says, when I fall, we'll put a period. Or, when I sit in darkness, we put a period. And we put a spot, we put that period and we act like it's done. It's in the past. But when we read further, it says, I shall rise, and also the Lord shall be a light unto me. When something happens, we need to look unto God because He has another plan. It doesn't have to stop there when the hurt comes. We can move on through God and He can offer forgiveness. God doesn't want us holding on to pain and baggage. We can't properly run our Christian race when we have a whole bunch of quote-unquote baggage weighing us down as we're running the Christian life. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 12 to 14. Now as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that if I may apprehend that which for whom also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. And also, Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 3 to 8 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear not the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow and to thy bones. I also found it interesting, I heard it in a sermon as well, often when trials happen, we only look for the good in ourselves. He used the illustration of Daniel's three friends, and in that, nothing good came for them. Obviously, the Lord was glorified. But they personally didn't get raised up or get rich or anything like that. Maybe in our trials, in our past, we personally don't see any gain in it. And it may seem that we went through it for nothing. But what we don't see is the good it may have done in others' lives. When they see us in those trials and they see us come through them on the other side, that their lives will be touched and they can see Christ and what He has done for our lives. So let us not be bitter when it seems that nothing is coming out of our pain or our past, because for all we know, we're edifying, where others are being encouraged in our story, even though we may not see it. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. God forgives us of all our sins, and what makes us think we can only forgive what is convenient, easy, and conditional? Forgiving others is not going to be easy. We could have years of resentment and pride in our lives that makes it extremely difficult to go ask for forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, it says, forgive men also their trespasses, as your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. This in the Lord's Prayer there, and then also a couple verses in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 and 32. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sakes has forgiven you. It's not always, like I said, easier. It's not always easy to admit faults. But when we stop and think what that'll do in our lives, it's not good. And when we come and forgive, the freedom and the joy that comes from letting go and embracing our walk with Christ, even though it may not be easy, it'll be well worth it in the end. I kind of like the quote from C.S. Lewis. It says, getting over painful experiences is like crossing monkey bars. You have to let go at some point to move on. So I just want to encourage each one of us to let go of our past and embrace what Christ has done in our lives. And may He be glorified in it all.